Let us pray. God of grace and mercy, you prepare a way to come into this world, many ways that we do not see. Prepare a way to enter our hearts now, in word and silence, in song and prayer and meal. Make your way into our hearts, and make us, not us, among us, a new heaven and earth, in the spirit and the body of Christ. Amen. A reading from the prophet Isaiah. Comfort. O comfort my people, says your God. Speak tenderly to Jerusalem and cry to her that she has served her term, that her penalty is paid, that she has received from God's hand double for all her sins. A voice cries out, in the wilderness prepare the way of God, make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be lifted up, and every mountain and hill be made low. The uneven ground shall become level, and the rough places a plain. Then the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all people shall see it together, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken. Look, God comes with might, whose arm is strong, who brings blessing, who restores what is right. She will feed her flock like a shepherd. She will gather the lambs in her arms and carry them in her bosom and gently lead the mother sheep. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Listen for the living word. And here is the good news from Mark's Gospel in the first chapter. The beginning of the good news of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. As it is written in the prophet Isaiah, behold, I am sending my messenger ahead to prepare the way. The voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord. John the baptizer appeared in the wilderness, proclaiming a repentance, a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sin. And the people from all over the Judean countryside and everybody from Jerusalem was coming out to be baptized by him in the River Jordan, confessing their sins. John wore clothes of camel's hair with a leather belt around his waist. He ate locusts and wild honey. And he proclaimed, one who is greater than I is coming. I am not worthy to stoop down and untie the thong of his sandals. I have baptized you in water. He will baptize you in the Holy Spirit. The Gospel of the Beloved, Jesus Christ. The Gospel is good news with a catch, right? Jesus says, the empire of God is at hand. Repent and believe the good news. And that's good news. The catch is, you have to repent. John says, there is one who is mightier than I who is coming. That's good news. The catch is, you have to repent. You have to prepare a way. Advent is the season of repentance because we're not just ramping up for the coming of Christmas. We're opening our hearts for the coming of Christ. We're going to have all three boys home after Christmas. They'll dribble in one by one, and they'll finally all be there. We weren't sure we were going to have all three of them there with the grandkids and everybody. And that was a little unexpected. So we've got to change some plans. We're going to have to shift around some furniture. That's all that repentance means. Repentance isn't this big, heavy, religious guilt trip. It just means improving. It just means changing. It's like when you've been backpacking and you think you know where you are. And you stop and you get out your compass. And you let that needle tell you which way is north. And then you sort of reorient. Repentance. Repenting means repointing. changing to be closer to God, getting more in tune with God. And the great thing about repentance is that although it's difficult, we don't actually have to do the work. Repentance is holding still long enough for God to change us. And there's probably no better example of Advent repentance than my good Christmas saint, Saint Grinch. Because he was a nasty guy, right? Dr. Seuss says his heart was two sizes too small. So he stole everything on Christmas Eve. He took their presents, went down into Whoville and stole all the Who's decorations and their food and everything for Christmas. Bundled it up in his sleigh, remember? And then 3,000 feet up to the top of Mount Crumpet, he rode on his load to the tip-top to dump it. And then right before he tossed everything Christmas over the cliff, he stopped, remember? Because he wanted to hear all the Who's down in Whoville with that same bitterness that was in his heart. So he stopped and listened. And what did he hear? He'd seen. He didn't hear misery. It puzzled him. It confounded him. He stood there for 3 hours with his feet getting cold in the snow. And then, Dr. Seuss says, his heart grew 3 sizes that day. That's repentance. We're in the middle of the stuff that we're doing, and half of it is motivated by our own fears and guilt and desire and bitterness. And we stop. And we listen. And we stop long enough and listen deep enough for God to change our hearts. And then all we have to do is just do our best to keep up with God. So I'm thinking about Advent repentance and listening. And I'm thinking about Isaiah and his mountains and valleys made level and his rough places straightened out. And I want to give you a chance to just listen for the voice of God around those mountains and valleys. So I'm going to suggest some ways to listen. And we're going to sing a song. And there's going to be more time for silence to just listen. It won't be 3 hours with your feet getting cold in the snow. It'll just be a couple of minutes. But long enough to maybe begin to hear. Starting with those mountains. What do you suppose the mountains are in your heart that God wants to level out? Maybe it's some molehill that's got turned into a mountain and God is ready to bulldoze it right back down. Maybe it's something that your fear or your ego thinks is a big deal, and in fact, it's not a big deal. Maybe it's some insurmountable seeming problem or barrier that you just can't see a way over or around. I don't know. Listen. What might be a mountain in your heart that God wants to level out? Listen. God, you are preparing a way in our hearts. May we know your grace as we prepare for the coming of Christ. What about the valleys? What might be valleys in your heart that God wants to fill in and level out? Some low part of yourself that's maybe way down there deep in a place of shame or hurt or brokenness. Maybe a gift that needs to be lifted up. Maybe the valley is something that's broken open, a wound that needs to come back together. What do you suppose a valley in your heart might be that God wants to fill in? God is preparing a way in your heart. I pray that you will know the grace of God as you prepare for the coming of Christ. What about those crooked places? We all have them. Places in our hearts and our lives that are just not quite right, not put together right. Places that need to be straightened out. Maybe it's a hurt, a place where you need to seek or give forgiveness. Maybe it's beliefs that don't match your actions. Actions that don't square with your beliefs. Maybe it's a way that you suspect you have of being hurtful. I don't know. What do you think? What do you hear? Listen for the rough places in your heart, not somebody else's, but yours, that God might want to straighten out. God is preparing a way. I pray that you will know the grace of God as you prepare for the coming of Christ. One last thing. Isaiah says, the glory of God will be revealed and all flesh will see it together. What is the glory of God in your heart that God wants to reveal? Maybe it's a gift, a talent, an ability, a spiritual gift, a way that you are in the world. Maybe it's just your resilience or your willingness to forgive, your willingness to learn. Maybe it's just who you are. Maybe there is glory simply in this mystery that you are a beloved child of God and you're not afraid to know it. What is the glory of God in you that God wants to reveal? Listen. God, you are preparing a way in us. We pray that we will know your grace as we prepare our hearts for the coming of Christ. We pray for the faith to receive your blessings, to be mindful of your presence and to listen for your word, and for the courage to trust your deep desire for us. Surrendering everything to your love, to live in harmony with your grace.